deaths in another shooting. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Multiple people are dead following a shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, Tuesday night.
Police say there are multiple fatalities, and what their exact words were is that the fatalities are less than 10. But right now, we don't have an exact number of the fatalities or the injuries because first responders are still at the Walmart Supercenter where the shooting actually happened. You had a number of authorities who responded, between 40 and 50 first responders. That is an all-hands-on-deck situation. The Daily Mail is now reporting that it was a manager, a shift manager, who went in after a shift change with a gun into his apparent employees and opened fire. Again, police have not confirmed that. That's coming from the Daily Mail.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Police say they believe there was only one shooter who is now dead. The U.S. Supreme Court clearing the way for the handover of former President Trump's tax returns to a congressional committee after a three-year legal battle. The Democratic-controlled House Ways and Means Committee had asked for 6 years of tax returns for Mr. Trump and some of his businesses from 2015 to 2020. A freight rail strike could break out after one of the largest rail unions rejected a contract proposal.
The White House is saying they've done their part helping broker this tentative labor agreement that averted this labor strike back in September. White House officials say President Biden has been involved in this process, but their description seems to suggest his involvement with stakeholders was back in September, around the time of this tentative deal. The leader of the largest union to vote this down seems well aware that now they have a lot of leverage. Ahead of the deadline to strike in about 2 weeks, if the White House doesn't act, it's possible Congress could.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some Republican officials are calling for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign following a trip they made to El Paso.
The likely future Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, not mincing any words on that trip to the border, says he plans to hold congressional hearings on border security literally at the border. McCarthy saying it's so bad, when Republicans take control of the House, they're giving DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas a choice: resign or face impeachment. And Customs and Border Patrol officials saying they're seeing record numbers of so-called gotaways. Those are migrants that they know have come through but were not caught. Overall encounters are way up, with nearly 350,000 in 2023. That's up from just under 300,000 at this time last year. And worst of all, 53 migrants have died while trying to cross illegally.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Postings and video on Chinese social media saying employees at the world's biggest Apple iPhone factory have been beaten and detained in protests over contract disputes amid virus controls as well. One automaker is facing a lawsuit over accusations their vehicles are too easy to steal.
A 16-year-old is facing manslaughter charges after crashing a stolen Kia SUV in Buffalo, New York. Four teenage passengers were killed. The parents of two of those deceased teens are now blaming Kia. They're suing, alleging the company's vehicles are too easy to steal. The parents are reacting to a TikTok challenge showing viewers how to hotwire Kias and Hyundais with a USB cord and a screwdriver. Buffalo police say the teens may have been participating in that viral challenge. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Cartoonists all across the nation celebrating the 100th birthday of Peanuts creator Charles M. Schulz with cartoons. Over 75 syndicated cartoonists tucking tributes, Easter eggs, and references to Peanuts in this Saturday's Funny Papers to honor the creator of Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and company. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.